One of the great reporters in Fargo-Moorhead history. Yes, that's right. One of the great reporters in Fargo-Moorhead history. Don Haney of our KFGO news team joins us now on the Mike McFeely Show to tell us about something that's happening tonight. I believe, Don, you tell the story. I got bits and pieces of it. I want you to fill us in because you know all the details. What's happening?
Well, it deals with the repatriation, Mike, of the remains of a Korean War soldier, a U.S. Army corporal. His name is Harold Evans. He was listed as missing in action in December of 1950. He was in an area of North Korea right near the border. If you've done any reading on the Korean War, you will have heard the stories about the Chosin Reservoir. Small groups of American soldiers cut off by literally thousands of Chinese regular soldiers. Fierce battle ensued. There was a lot of Americans that died in that battle. Many were wounded and left behind. They were fighting in temperatures that were sub-zero, below freezing wind chills, if I remember right. I just finished a book on MacArthur about the Korean War. I think temperatures there were like 40 below zero at the time. But at any rate, the story involving Harold Evans, his family is originally from northwestern Minnesota. That's where he was born and raised. The family moved out of state at some point in his teen years, I believe. But his remains were just recently, within the last 2 weeks, positively identified by the Defense Department's forensics lab in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's a small lab. And we've come across this in stories like this in the past. They work diligently to try to identify the remains that are either found or turned over by governments. In this case, they use DNA from both Mr. Evans' brother and sister, two types of DNA, high-tech stuff here, along with some dental records, and the fact that his remains were apparently found in the vicinity of the Chosin Reservoir. The exact circumstances of that recovery, we don't know. But the Department of Defense, in all the myriad of duties and everything else they deal with the armed services, has a really good website, and it's for this particular cause in identifying and having information available for these soldiers that are now identified years after the fact. You can imagine, Mike, this is 60-plus years since he was listed as missing in action.
Yeah, say what, 63 years, right? 64 years.
Yeah, he's now being returned home. And the story that brings us to the Fargo area, the body is being flown from Honolulu, Hawaii, from that Defense Department lab, to Fargo. A friend of mine is involved with the United Patriotic Bodies, called me this afternoon. They've been trying to get everything together. Wayne Wurmager, he tells me that the flight will arrive at 10:30 tonight at Hector Airport. United Patriotic Bodies, bless their soul, they're always there, whether it's soldiers returning from combat missions now or in cases like this, or soldiers that have died in action. But they always seem to make their presence known. Wayne said they had to scramble. They had to get, because of the days of security and everything, they had to get clearance from Delta Airlines to get on the tarmac tonight. But there will be the patriotic bodies will be there in some form of military fashion to basically be there when the body is offloaded from the plane. We don't know if any relatives will be there. We understand some of his siblings have passed away, but I know there are family members, some in this area, that are there. The body will be then taken to Thief River Falls for interment with full military honors at Greenwood Cemetery Saturday morning. I believe the website actually had a time on it. I think it's 10 o'clock, but 11 o'clock on Saturday, Mike. But the hope is more people will turn out. The hours are late. As I said, the actual ceremony and the event will take place at 10:30 tonight. United Patriotic Bodies is forming up out there at 9:30 to be prepared. I'm told that the Patriot Guard, that group of veterans that are always present at a lot of these events with their motorcycles, may be able to do some type of escort out of town as the funeral home picks the body into northwestern Minnesota. But So
what a story. Huh? I mean, 63 years plus later, a soldier who was presumed missing all these years is coming home. And I think the idea, as you said, Don, is to get people there to give this hero a proper welcome as he comes back to home soil.
Yeah. What's amazing, Mike, and I've been kind of plugged into this since I was in high school. A friend of mine, his mother was a member of a coordinator for a group called the League of POW MIA Families. And this is at the time when the Vietnam War was not popular, but the number of the soldiers in Vietnam that were believed to either be POWs or MIAs, they started a remembrance. And I still have my silver bracelet of one of the soldiers that has not been found. That was part of the deal. Don't forget. And on the website that I read today, I didn't know this, but in the case of Harold Evans, he's at the top of the list, but there's a list of the remains of MIAs that have been missing. Most of them through the Korean War. You'll see a few still in from World War II, but most of them are Korea, a few from Vietnam. But the website says that between 1991 and 1994, for whatever reason, the North Korean government gave the United States 208 boxes of remains believed to contain the remains of about 400 U.S. servicemen. There was some sketchy documents that accompanied that particular group of boxes that indicates many of the remains were believed to be from the Chosin Ris War area. So what that tells me, and the most recent IDs, there were three of them, Harold Evans and two other soldiers from Korea. They were all identified on or about the same time. So that tells me these scientists working at this lab are continually working to try through the process, sometimes very complicated, sometimes impossible, to identify these remains that apparently have been in the possession of the United States for some time. But it's such an overwhelming task. It takes time to do that.
Sure. So what time, if people want to somehow, get out there tonight, Don, give us the vitals again. What time, where should they go, what can they do?
And I'm basing this on past the United Patriotic Bodies. Folks weren't exactly sure either, but the unloading, if you will, of the casket and that comes from the cargo bay of this Delta flight usually obviously takes place out on the tarmac, but there will be some activity either inside the airport or near the front of Hector International Airport, North Fargo, where the Patriotic Guard will be. And again, it's a matter of respect and turning out. And they just hope, obviously knowing the hour is late, but the weather is okay, that some more people will turn out for this return tonight. So I guess that's the bottom line. The plane arrives supposedly on schedule 10:30 tonight. You'll start seeing some of those people involved in the ceremony tonight, forming up out there at the airport at about 9:30, about an hour ahead of time.
I got you. Don, thank you. Thanks for bringing us the story. I appreciate it. Good stuff.
Take care, man.
Yeah, you bet. Don Haney of our KFGO news team. About 10:30, the plane's expected to arrive at Hector.